Today, the French government again urged the United States to join a multinational military force in Zaire. A French foreign ministry spokesman said it would be unbelievable for the U.S. not to join a mission to help get food and medicine to Rwandan and Burundian refugees stranded in eastern Zaire. But American officials are still reassessing the situation following the return to Rwanda of about 500,000 refugees. Part of the problem is that no one is certain about how many refugees need help or where they are.
NPR's Anne Cooper is in Kigali, the Rwandan capital. Anne, what can you tell us about what people are saying there about the whereabouts of Hutu refugees who might not yet have returned to Rwanda?
Well, relief groups in this area have not had access to the eastern Zaire region for several weeks. This is the region where it's believed that there are still many refugees. Now, one of these organizations, the World Food Program, today said that it has strong indications, those were the words that they used, that 100,000 refugees are walking north, moving toward the town of Goma. Goma is where this flood of refugees began pouring out last Friday and moving back into Rwanda. Now, I have to say that the aid agencies have a bit of a credibility problem right now. They've been issuing dire warnings for weeks. At one point, when they had no access to the Goma area, they were making an estimate of how many thousands of refugees they thought were probably dying every day there because they were not getting relief anymore. But it turned out when Goma opened up and the refugees came out, there was no sign of the starvation and disease that had been predicted. And when you see these refugees marching home, they look to be in reasonable health. They are hungry, but they're not starving to death. So, of course, it's possible the aid agencies are right, and there is this massive movement of refugees in eastern Zaire that nobody can see right now. But I must say that people are more skeptical about these warnings than they were a week ago.
Now, there has been some conflict between the Rwandan authorities and the relief agencies about what happens to these people, to these refugees, once they return to Rwanda. For example, there was a transit camp. We heard that the Rwandans wanted to dismantle, or did dismantle, and said, let's get these people back into the country, to their home villages and towns as soon as possible. What's going on there? What's the source of conflict here?
Well, Rwandan Vice President Paul Kagame had a press conference today, and he was asked about this clash. The aid agencies are saying that the government is thwarting their efforts to try to help the refugees as they're on the road home. Kagame made no apologies for the government policies. He says the government wants to move refugees home as quickly as possible. It's been doing things like commandeering large trucks that the aid agencies use and even commandeering their drivers and saying, we're going to load up refugees in this truck and you're going to drive them home. The government has allowed the relief groups to put up rest stations along the way, but they are definitely for rest only. You can get some fresh water. You can get some crackers. There's emergency health care at some of these places. And I think what this reflects is the Rwandan government very, very much does not want to see the recreation of refugee-style camps within Rwanda, where these people who were refugees for 2.5 years might settle in yet again and hope that they can get more international aid and just refuse to go home.
Now, the refugees are, of course, overwhelmingly Hutus, the majority group of Rwanda, and the government is, at this point, dominated by Tutsis, who were the victims of the prior attempted genocide. Does the government regard the refugees with great mistrust as they return, and are they fearful of how they might organize politically if there were camps?
I think that the attitude has been pretty low-key. It's been reasonably welcoming, but of course there's got to be a lot of mistrust. The government, though, I must say, did want to get these refugees home. They were a very destabilizing force as long as they remained on that Zairean border where there were a lot of Hutu militia in the refugee camps who were making forays across the border into Rwanda.
Another big difference between the relief agencies and the Rwandan government would be the advisability of of still having an international military force dispatched to the region. What is the attitude in Kigali toward that proposal now?
Well, Vice President Kagame today said he thought there needed to be very serious rethinking of this project. He said the original purpose, which was to set up humanitarian corridors for refugees to come home, that's not needed anymore. The corridor exists. He said there is still, you know, there's a great humanitarian need here, but as I say, he called for a very serious rethinking of this whole project.
Anne, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Anne Cooper speaking to us from Kigali, the capital of Rwanda.